In Mexico City, many street jobs have become part of the soundscape, from hand-cranked organs and folk musicians to vendors yelling or playing horns. In the final part of our series we've been hearing this week, Loud Mexico City, Rodrigo Cervantes reports on the challenges to keep these iconic jobs and sounds alive.
Nope, that is not a factory whistle, but one of the most distinctive sounds in Mexico City's dusk. A guy with a rolling stove cooking sweet potatoes and plantains. Thousands of street workers make sounds for making money in Mexico City, and among them,
Yo me llamo Esteban.
Esteban Cuevas, who plays an organillo, a vintage hand crank organ. He teaches me how to make it sound.
Con esta abajo si toca. Con esta.
These instruments arrived from Europe in the early 20th century and are now considered an icon of the city squares. But Cuevas says that
ya se acabó esta tradición, como ya
the tradition is almost gone, as many people consider it noisy.
Hay personas de Estados Unidos que sí toma cuenta.
But Cuevas says that some people still appreciate its beauty, particularly tourists, which helps preserve the tradition. But others depend more on locals, like Félix Marín.
Ya no quieren salir.
Every morning, Marín parks his tricycle packed with bakery products and coffee, calling his customers with a horn. Many street workers like him migrated from impoverished regions in the country. A problem he faces is corruption. He says he has to tip the local authorities every week. Marín says the tradition of selling bread on the street grows, but so is the number of vendors cramming the streets.
It's a city that's within this amazing human soundscape.
That's Bruno Bartra, coordinator of the Sound Map of Mexico, an online map matching locations with sounds, like this Merolico, a street vendor using chants to attract customers.
This is the guy that fixes carting.
Bartra wants the map to help preserve the auditory memory of the city. He says very few cities in the world are even allowed to be so rich in sounds.
I mean, you can't go out in the streets of New York City shouting that you're selling donuts or ice cream or whatever and not be eventually prevented from doing it, right?
A recording well known by locals fills the streets of a middle-class neighborhood in Mexico City, inviting to buy tamales. It's played by Carlos Rodriguez, who started using it about 70 years ago. He says tamaleros owe a lot to the recording, as sales dramatically increased with it. But the loop chant also came with more competitors. Rodriguez says the city's saturated with tamales. And in another barrio, a smiley street violin player tells me the streets are congested, but with musicians.
Bonito día, damitas, caballeros. Vamos con ese temita que se titula La Azucena Bella. Buen provechito.
Manuel Torres leads a traditional music trio. He says contemporary music tastes and an excess of street musicians make it hard for them to make a living.
Ahora sí que tiene sus altibajos, a veces.
Torres says his job has its ups and downs.
Pues como todo negocito, ¿no? También, ¿verdad?
But like the other street vendors, he says he would not change it for anything else. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.
Ahí está, muchas gracias. Hasta luego.